Welcome to Nightlights. I'm David Brent Johnson. Who was Moose the Mooch? Why is the tune on Miles Davis's most famous album called Freddy Freeloader? What could we learn from Professor Bop? And who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? In the next hour, we'll check out the stories behind some jazz characters, both imaginary and real, in the music of Charlie Parker, Slim Gaylord, Horace Silver, Babs Gonzalez, Miles Davis, and other artists. It's Hipsters, Flipsters, and On the Scenesters, coming up next on this edition of Nightlights.
Duke, come on over here to the microphone a minute.
Yeah?
Before we started this thing off, you told me a little bit about an item here called the unbooted character. Where'd you get that name?
Well, that's a description in the jive idiom.
Yeah. What is that, guy?
Well, of course, booted derives from the word hip, which derives back from the word hip boots.
And
one who is hip is booted.
And this particular person
is a very unbooted character.
Unbooted character. All right, let's hear it.
Thank you.
And that, my friends, takes care of the unbooted character.
Duke Ellington in a musical portrayal of a less-than-hip personality, the unbooted character. That comes from the Treasury Broadcast, Volume 12. David Brent Johnson here with you on Nightlight, celebrating hipsters, flipsters, and on-the-scenesters on this edition of the program. Some notable characters, both imaginary and real, who have inhabited jazz on record. Hangers-on, groupies, friends of all manner, and sometimes the performers themselves in the guise of an onstage persona. Let's start with singer and bandleader Cab Calloway, whose outsized showman personality sustained him as a performer for five decades, but who initially rose to fame on the portrayal of the doomed heroine we now know as Minnie the Moocher, written by Calloway with his manager Irving Mills in an effort to create a song for the public to identify with the singer and his band. They succeeded, to put it mildly. The song's Heidi, Heidi, Ho call and response refrain, supposedly a spontaneous invention when Calloway forgot the lyrics one night during a broadcast, would become a lifelong signature for the bandleader. Many listeners, however, did not realize that Minnie the Moocher and its numerous sequels were studded with allusions to the drug culture of 1930s Harlem. "We created her as a rough, tough character," Calloway wrote in his autobiography, "but with a heart as big as a whale." Here's Cab Calloway with Minnie the Moocher on Nightlights.
Folks, now here's a story about Minnie the Moocher. She was a red-hot hoochie-coocher. She was the roughest, toughest rail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a hay whale. Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho!
Howdy, howdy, ho!
She loved him though he was cocky. He took her down to Chinatown. He showed her how to kick the gong around.
Showed her how to kick the gong around.
Howdy ho!
Howdy ho!
Howdy ha!
Howdy ha!
Howdy weevil!
Howdy weevil!
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Howdy, howdy, ho.
Now she had a dream about the King of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with a platinum wheel. Whitey, woody, way.
Whitey, woody, way.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Howdy ho.
Howdy ho.
Now he gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. She had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes, and she sat around and counted them all a million times. Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy.
Oh, Minnie.
Oh, Minnie.
Cab Calloway and the character study that helped make him a star, Minnie the Moocher, recorded in 1931, the first of several songs that would tell the ongoing saga of Minnie and her lover, Smokey Joe. Calloway's popularity would prove to be quite durable, but in the late 1930s and early 1940s, another Hepcat star emerged on the scene, guitarist and singer Slim Gaylord, who teamed up with bassist Slam Stewart to form the Slim and Slam duo, scoring hits such as Flatfoot Floogie with a Floy Floy, so popular in 1939 that a copy of it was included in a time capsule buried at the New York City World's Fair. Gaylord's origins have several different accounts, though it seems fairly certain that he spent some of his youth in Detroit and in Crete. He invented a jivey hipster language he called Voot and dubbed himself McVooty, singing in a cool, lighthearted, nonsensical lingo often spiced with culinary references and tags invoking the Gaylord word Aruni that went over humorously with 1940s audiences. Here's Slim Gaylord and McVooty on Nightlights.
Here's a combo that'll make your nerves break step. It's Slim Gaylord and the Mellow Reedies.
Glad to see you, Pops. Glad to see you.
Say, Slim, who is this fella McVooty you're always talking about?
Oh, he's the only man in the world who plays strictly by nose.
What does he do?
He smells.
Well, let's dedicate this number to McVooty. McVoot is the name of this tune. Knock it off, maestro.
Vout Orini, McVooty, Vout Orini, Maxooty, Vout Orini, McVooty. Vout Orini, McVooty, Vout Orini, Maxooty, Vout Orini. The riff that you should know. When you fall out on the floor, you take a little dip and to the side. You don't know well, you're flying high. Vout Orini, Max Duty, Vout Orini, Max Duty, Vout Orini, Max Duty.
Thank you.
down, you know the desire. This is their favorite rip. Bout O'Reilly, Mac Booty, Bout O'Reilly, Mac Scooty, Bout O'Reilly, Mac Scooty.
Slim Gaylord, a.k.a. McVootie, in the song named after his performer persona, recorded around the end of 1945. Another performer with a colorful 1940 stage persona simply referred to himself in one song as Harry the Handsome Hipster. Born Harry Robb in 1915, he started out as a stride and boogie-woogie pianist and became well-known on New York City's 52nd Street scene in the early 1940s, revving up his style with a musical approach that some have suggested anticipated the rise of rock and roll. At the same time, he was involved with the esteemed Juilliard School. In his autobiography, he claimed to have coined the term hipster. Harry the Hipster Gibson's popularity took a nosedive with the music industry after his 1947 recording Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine, with its overt allusion to the stimulant that was used by some in the 1940s hipster subculture. Gibson would stick around for another few decades, though, reinvigorated by the emergence of rock and roll, and the song itself would show up again on a 1975 Dr. Demento compilation. Here's Harry the Hipster Gibson with the story of Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine on Nightlights.
Mrs. Murphy couldn't sleep. Her nerves were slightly off the beat until she saw her problem with a can of Ovaltine. She drank a cupful most every night, and ooh, how she would dream, until something rough got in the stuff and made her neighbor scream, ow! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? She was ashamed, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't that. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She never ever wants to go to sleep. She said that everything is solid all real. Now Mr. Murphy don't know what it's all about, 'cause she went and threw the old man out. Clout, who put Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. Says that Benzedrine's the thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibson. This is the second chorus, you know. Name this chorus is called Who Put the Nemutals in Mr. Murphy's Overalls? I don't know. She bought a can of Ovaltine most every week or so, and she always kept an extra can on hand just in case that she'd run low. She never, never been so happy since she left old Ireland, till someone prowled her pantry, sure, and tampered with her can. Wham! Who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Sure was a shame, don't know who's to blame, 'cause the old lady didn't even get his name. Where did she get that stuff? Now she just can't get enough. It might have been the man who wasn't there. Now Jack, that guy's a square. She stays up nights making all the rounds. They say she lost about 69 pounds. Now Mr. Murphy claims she's getting awful thin, and all she says is give me some skin. Mop, who put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine? Now she wants to swing the Highland Fling. She says the Benzedrine's a thing that makes her spring. Ah, spring it now, Gibby.
Harry the Hipster Gibson and Who Put the Benzedrine in Mrs. Murphy's Ovaltine, recorded in 1946. Babs Gonzalez was another real-life character who popped up in the colorful world of 1940s hip and bebop. A sometime road manager, promoter, and singer, he was born Lee Brown in Newark in 1919, but he and his brothers all went by the nickname Babs, and he later adopted Gonzalez as his last name in an attempt to avoid anti-black racism by passing as Mexican. Gonzalez worked as Errol Flynn's chauffeur for a while in 1940s Hollywood and broke into the band business with Charlie Barnett and Lionel Hampton before putting together his own small group, Three Bips and a Bop. In the late 1940s, the group made numerous recordings for Blue Note Records, working with some of the top young jazz musicians of the day. And Gonzalez's song Oop-Pop-A-Da would become famous through Dizzy Gillespie's version of it. His 1967 autobiography, I Paid My Dues, Good Times, No Bread, A Story of Jazz, is a classic underground memoir of the mid-20th century jazz scene. Here we hear Gonzalez putting on a hip teaching cap with Professor Bop on Nightlights.
There's a cat in Harlem town, got a new craze going round, oopie da bla, hilya vop. Call Professor Bop, wears a tam and big bow tie, flashy clothes that catch your eye, oopie da bla, Kluger mop. He's Professor Bop, he's the latest thing, derived from swing, la papa hulya coo. See him everywhere, hear him on the air, he can do it, so can you. Take a song like Auld Lang Syne, then you add a bebop line, oopie da bla, Kluger mop, like Professor Bop.
Babs Gonzalez and Professor Bop, featuring the debut of tenor saxophonist Sonny Rollins on record, still a teenager in 1949. Speaking of Bop, the artist who did so much to spark the movement once named a composition after a man we might call a business acquaintance. When saxophonist Charlie Parker landed on the West Coast at the end of 1945, he was already a heroin addict, and the heroin he was able to find in Los Angeles proved to be weak and unsatisfactory until he connected with Emery Byrd, a.k.a. Moose the Mooch. Byrd, wheelchair-bound as a result of polio, ran a newsstand on Central Avenue, the main stem of Los Angeles's black entertainment and commercial district, but he sold more than newspapers there. Parker was so grateful for Byrd's superior product that he titled one of the very first recordings that he made for the small California record label Dial in Byrd's honor. Not only that, but he eventually signed over half of his Dial royalties to Byrd, who later informed the label owners of the agreement via letter sent from his new residence, San Quentin Prison. Parker biographer Carl Woidek calls the tune Moose the Mooch one of Parker's high points in melodic composition, citing the saxophonist's use of a single rhythmic motive to unify the piece and the variety of shapes employed to present its melodic contours. Moose the Mooch went on to become a bebop standard and has been performed in recent years by artists such as Joshua Redman and the jam band Phish. Here's the Charlie Parker original on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Charlie Parker and Moose the Mooch, recorded in 1946 and allegedly named after Parker's drug dealer, with Miles Davis on trumpet, Lucky Thompson on tenor sax, Dodo Marmarosa on piano, Vic McMillan on bass, and Roy Porter on drums. I'll have more music and celebration of jazz characters, both fictional and real, in just a few moments. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music, LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant. The Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Hipsters, Flipsters, and On the Scenesters on Nightlights. I'm featuring some jazz characters, both imaginary and real, on this edition of Nightlights. In this next set, we'll hear two compositions written by the great hard-bop pianist and bandleader Horace Silver, with lyrics added by Silver himself in the first instance and jazz critic Ira Gittler in the second. Señor Blues, recorded in several different versions for Blue Note Records, helped establish the Horace Silver Quintet in the late 1950s, just as Minnie the Moocher sealed the deal for Cab Calloway as a rising star bandleader in the 1930s. A minor key composition full of sly and snaky rhythm twists and turns, Señor Blues, like the other song we'll hear, Filthy McNasty, depicts a Don Juan figure, although Señor Blues is a more subtle character, while McNasty, supposedly inspired by the villain in the W.C. Fields movie The Bank Dick, is a little louder and more down and out in his charms. Señor Blues was also recorded by Ray Charles, Anita O'Day, and blues singer Taj Mahal. Here's a Horace Silver take with Bill Henderson providing the vocals on Nightlights.
Señor Blues is what they call him, way down Mexicali way. Señoritas falling for him with the hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Señor Blues done gone away. Well, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. Yes, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Señor Blues done gone away. I don't know why, don't know why, don't know why. I'm a wandering, wandering guy. with no one gal to lay my head by. Ooh, I'm so tired and lonely and blue. 'Cause the one gal I love won't be true. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you. Senor Blues is what they call him, way down Mexicali way. Senoritas falling for him with the hope that he will stay. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. Well, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. Yes, he's tall and good looking, and he always knows just what to say. By the time that they love him, Senor Blues done gone away. I don't know why, don't know why, don't know why. I'm a wandering, wandering guy with no one gal to lay my head by. Tired and lonely and blue. 'Cause the one gal I love won't be true. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you. Got the blues and it's all 'cause of you.
He's got a few scars, stays higher than Mars, and makes love in cars. His wig isn't neat, and cars he's a cheat. He drinks Sneaky Pete, and don't eat no meat. And all the time you hear the women really calling his name.
Filthy McNasty.
He don't own a suit, a Nero or Zoot. He never has loot, except in his boot. His body is lean, his feet aren't clean. His mouth is real mean when he's on the scene. But all the time you hear the women really yelling his name.
Filthy McNasty.
Mm-hmm. all the crazy chicks love McNasty. I never ever could understand, but he's the center of every party. He never gives another guy a chance. Before you know it, he done got your chick and took her clean away from you, boy. I don't call him hip, he's sort of a flip. One leg is a crip, his mind's on a trip. He don't have a pad, he didn't know his dad. His temper is bad, so don't get him mad. But all the time you hear the women really hollering his name, Filthy McNasty. He once got his kicks by putting on hicks. The square kind of chicks went wise to his licks. Both those days are gone, he carries right on. With his line of corn, he's still a Don Juan. And all the time you hear the women really screaming his name, Filthy McNasty. He's gained lots of fame, McNasty's his name. Say, Filthy McNasty.
Eddie Jefferson performing Horace Silver's Filthy McNasty with lyrics by jazz critic Ira Gittler from Jefferson's 1968 album Body and Soul, featuring James Moody on tenor sax, Dave Burns on trumpet, Barry Harris on piano, Steve Davis on bass, and Bill English on drums. Silver himself before that was Senor Blues with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Junior Cook on tenor sax, Gene Taylor on bass, Louis Hayes on drums, and Bill Henderson on vocals. A musical portrait now of a sort of female counterpart to these Don Juan characters, a real-life person who was known by many members of Woody Herman's 1940s big band. Herman band arranger Ralph Burns, who wrote the piece we're about to hear, said it was inspired by a woman with a British accent who showed up at a Chicago concert, quote, out of her skull, dancing away, just having fun. Afterward, she introduced herself as Lady McGowan and invited the band up to her hotel room for a party, the first of several evenings of what Burns said were like orgy parties. Lady McGowan may or may not have been an English aristocrat who spent some time in mental institutions, but her frolics with the Herman Band were vividly recalled by the musicians decades later. Ralph Burns' composition is a masterpiece, occupying what jazz writer Lauren Schoenberg calls the realm of instrumental fantasy. The unusual tonality Burns achieves throughout never sounds like cheap makeup or false exoticism. He conjoins structural joints with unusual sounds and figures the same way that a magician uses misdirection to help create an illusion. Woody Herman and Lady McGowan's Dream on Nightlights. Thank you. Woody Herman's orchestra in 1946 performing Ralph Burns's Lady McGowan's Dream Part 1 and 2, named after a free-spirited fan of the band. We'll explore more characters and scenesters in a future edition of Nightlights, including a whole set of tributes to the so-called jazz baroness, Panonica der Koenigswörter, a.k.a. Nika. I'll close out this program with something from Miles Davis's 1959 masterpiece, Kind of Blue, the only track on the album to feature Wynton Kelly on piano instead of Bill Evans. Freddie Freeloader, according to Kind of Blue chronicler Ashley Kahn, was actually Fred Tolbert, a colorful street character who worked as a bartender at a Philadelphia bar called The Nightlife and survived on handouts. His business card simply read, Freddie the Freeloader. Tolbert befriended Davis in the late 1950s and was later described by Davis's ex-wife Frances as kooky, harmless kooky, while Herbie Hancock thought Davis liked Tolbert for his street smarts. Perhaps that's why the trumpeter named a piece with a funky, bluesy glide to it in Tolbert's honor and why he preferred to have Wynton Kelly in the piano chair. In his liner notes for the album, Bill Evans offers a gracious nod to the soul track on which he didn't appear, describing it as a 12-measure blues form given new personality by effective melodic and rhythmic simplicity. Ashley Kahn notes that Freddie Freeloader is the least melancholy track on an album marked by a late-night modal moodiness. Here's Miles Davis on Nightlights.
Thank you.
I closed Miles Davis performing Freddie Freeloader with John Coltrane and Cannonball Adderley on saxophones, Wynton Kelly on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, and Jimmy Cobb on drums from Kind of Blue. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and previous Nightlights programs on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/nightlights. Production support for Nightlights comes from Landlocked Music CDs and Vinyl, offering new and used music LPs, CDs, DVDs, and turntables. Located at 202 North Walnut in Bloomington, Indiana, or online at landlockedmusic.com. And from the Laughing Planet Cafe, serving veggie burgers, salads, and burritos for lunch and dinner. Outdoor seating available at the corner of Kirkwood and Grant, the Laughing Planet Cafe, online at thelaughingplanetcafe.com. Nightlights is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Our engineer is Michael Paskash, and I'm David Brent Johnson, wishing you good listening for the week ahead.